It's The Record on KUOW, and I'm David Hyde.
I'm Marcy Silman, and joining us now, record producer Arwin Nix. Hello, Arwin.
Hello, David. Hello, Marcy.
Well, Arwin, we asked you in here to find out what is on your plate this week.
Well, one of the things that we're working on this week is a live broadcast that we're going to be doing on Friday from Pioneer Square.
Exciting.
Very exciting. Ross Reynolds is going to be live at the Washington Shoe Building just off Occidental Park from noon to 2 on Friday. We'll be checking in live. And over the last few weeks, we've been collecting stories from people that live and work in the neighborhood. Last Friday, I called up long-serving Mayor Charlie Royer because he both works and lives in Pioneer Square. And I asked him what he thinks are the biggest challenges facing the neighborhood.
Our major problem is how do we keep the square's character and enhance it with all of this new energy, particularly these armies of young people who are filling up the offices in Pioneer Square, the new economy, you know. We're looking at a lot of development, a lot of change. These things are very good, but they can be troubling if they're not really well managed. The other problem we have is the street civility issue. It's been worse this summer than in anybody's memory. Occidental Park is a nice public space, could be great public space, but it's filled with not homeless people, but people who are recreating in Pioneer Square. The way other cities have dealt with that issue is to basically manage the park through conservancies or trusts or private nonprofits. And the nonprofit is able to enforce rules in the park. So they have no smoking. There's a mix of people. Homeless people sit in the park as well as everybody else, which is the way it used to be in Pioneer Square. But you don't break the rules. You don't have pit bulls without leashes. You don't have fights. You don't have people screaming at each other. You don't have people doing open drug use and drinking. So we are talking with the city about the Alliance for Pioneer Square, perhaps the Downtown Seattle Association, and those organizations could collaborate with the Parks Department and manage, provide security, and provide programming for Occidental Park.
So that was Charlie Royal telling me about the Alliance for Pioneer Square and the Downtown Seattle Association and how they could work with the city to manage Occidental Park. But he then went on to explain to me why the city can't do much for the park on its own.
The city, politically, is incapable of enforcing any kind of civility laws like other cities do routinely. It's not as if there are no services available. A lot of these people don't want services. They don't want the government to be helping them. They just want to do what they do. There's a population like that in every city. Some cities deal with it with civility laws. Some cities like Seattle don't want to do that.
So that was just a little bit of a conversation that I had with former Mayor Charlie Royer and his views on the major issues facing Pioneer Square in that neighborhood. But I want to play you one more piece of tape. And this is Ross talking with Real Change vendor Mike Hall. Mike, like Charlie Royer, also works and lives in Pioneer Square. We met him in front of what used to be the Elliott Bay Book Company, and it's now an empty storefront, one of many. And he told us some of his own thoughts about the neighborhood.
Things like that before.
What's your name?
Mike.
And I see you're selling Real Change. Is this your corner? Is this your spot?
Yeah, for 13 years.
So I know you work here. Do you also live in Pioneer Square?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And how long have you lived here?
15 years.
And how has it changed over that 15 years? How has it changed very much?
Oh, it's gone up and down, up and down, up and down.
Yeah?
Oh,
What are the ups and what are the downs?
Well, I think it's the damn economy.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Absolutely, the economy affects everything. So, what do you like living here, working here?
Oh, yeah. I was born and raised in Seattle. Beacon Hill.
So you must have come to Pioneer Square back in the day when you were a younger man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my dad used to bar hop down here. We used to follow him around.
Are any of those bars still here?
Yeah, there's a couple of the old-time bars still here.
Yeah.
Now, it used to be every other goddamn door was a bar down here.
Yeah.
You know that? They used to have all these bars down here for the seamen and merchant marines and all that.
So it's my impression that, like, First Avenue and Pioneer Square, not nearly as rough and tumble as it used to be? What do you think?
No. It was worse back in the 70s. You wouldn't even dare walk through an alley down here back in the 70s. Mm-hmm. Somebody tried to roll you. Oh, I'm not... Doesn't bother me to walk around here because I know 3/4 of these people. That's a lot safer down here. You're walking around here.
Yeah.
You got all that equipment. It's worth money. If somebody wanted it, they'd take it. You know that. You know that as well as I do.
That's Real Change vendor Mike Hall talking with Ross Reynolds. We're going to hear more voices from Pioneer Square throughout this week. Tomorrow, I'm going to be talking to Pioneer Square gallery owner Greg Cusera. He's been down in the neighborhood for 30 years, an interesting perspective. We're going to have much more on Friday live from the Washington Shoe Building. And Arwin, do you want to tell us where that is if folks want to drop by?
The Washington Shoe Building is 410 Occidental South, so that's right off of Occidental Park. And I will be outside either wearing or standing next to a sandwich board, and you can come talk to me if you live or work in the neighborhood. You can also write to us at record@kuow.org.
Well, we look forward to that. We look forward to hearing the show. It's our first live remote with the Record. Arwin Nix and Ross Reynolds are going to be there, and we invite you to participate live here on KUOW and at the Washington Shoe Building.